96.5 TIC, Craig and Company, 8:31. Hey, time for the lighter side, brought to you by the good folks at People's United Bank. What do you have?
I switched over to the Weather Channel because I absolutely love their insane, epic graphics that they use when the weather is scary somewhere in the U.S.
Well, that's all they have is weather.
So yesterday I'm watching Hurricane Michael coverage on the Weather Channel, and they have their anchors where the water's coming up.
This is what happens if it comes up 2 more feet.
9 feet! And they have, like, things flying at them. But I guess there's a picture going around that shows an image of Hurricane Michael where, at the center, it appears that there's a skull face in the middle. Now, I don't know if this is Photoshopped or what. People are saying that it's an actual, it's just coincidental the way it looks.
Yeah.
But how crazy was that storm? Still, it's wrecking havoc.
Yeah.
Just in time for Halloween, Burger King's black slushies are back.
Are they licorice?
Well, no. It's called the Frozen Fanta Scary Black Cherry Slushy.
Whoa.
And apparently, just like they had buns last year that they were black for Halloween.
Yeah.
And once you consume it and then you comes out the other end, it's also the same color as when it goes in. It's the same color.
Oh, that's not healthy.
No. But you got to know about it because it's messing up people's bathroom situations. Skittles is creating a new zombie pack, and some of the candies will actually taste like rotten zombies. Like, you guys like weird food.
Sorry.
What were you just talking about in here, you guys? Infinity Hall, where you can go and watch a concert and then eat and have a nice meal.
Yeah, there's a bistro that's attached to Infinity Hall in downtown Hartford. And Infinity Hall is a great little concert venue. Doesn't matter what seat you get in there, it's a good seat.
But didn't you say it was like you got a free meal, kind of?
Well, you go, they give you a meal card.
Yeah. Right.
And I think if you get it punched 5 times, you can take that card and buy a ticket.
Well, this is a thing.
We get a free ticket.
This is a thing. It's a new dating term. It's called sneeting. It's going on dates.
Sneeting.
Just to get a free meal.
Oh. So
you mean for the ladies?
Because the guy. Sometimes the girl will pay for the guy sometimes.
Rarely.
When was the last time you went on a date?
Rarely. Guys always pay. They always pay.
True. Because
they want to impress the girl.
Sneeting. And what was the dumbest thing you've done while intoxicated? Be careful.
The dumbest thing I ever did while
there's some dangerous things you can do, like if you're drinking and you're on your laptop. Maybe
I just get
buy
silly
stuff
when I'm intoxicated.
Yeah. You haven't done anything dumb?
No.
Or just like, you know, throwing up in the car. It's not really silly. It's just like, oh, gosh, here she goes again.
Oh,
well,
no.
A couple got so drunk on their honeymoon.
Oh, how drunk did they get?
In Sri Lanka that they bought the hotel where they were staying.
Oh.
Well, they had enough money to buy the hotel?
$40,000. And they said they aren't wealthy. And
well, how did they buy the hotel?
Off a loan, maybe.
What do you mean? They just said.
So now they own the hotel.
They sunk $8,000 in for some renovations, and they're reopening the hotel.
It'll probably turn out to be fantastic.
Can you
for them.
Imagine? This is how they're starting out.
What
their
the hell kind
life?
Of hotel can you buy for $40,000, though?
Whatever's in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka's crap.
No, it's not.
You can go there and pick up properties for pennies on the dollar.
I think it's great.
$40,000 for how many rooms in the hotel?
I don't know, but they started a whole new life over there.
Yeah.
Isn't this your big dream?
It is my dream. Sri Lanka, here I come.
You are listening to
Craig and Company, 96.5 TIC.